Part 4. You will hear an extract from a radio documentary about wildlife concerns. For questions 24 to 30, choose the best answer, A, B, or C. You now have 1 minute to look at Part 4. In this country, the Fish and Wildlife Service are best known for their work on the protection of the bald eagle. However, if my information is correct, their main concern is the protection of native species. Is that right, Dr. Moore?
Absolutely right. But we do also do a lot of work abroad, although it's not as much as I would like. At the moment, we're trying to do something about the problems elephants are facing.
What problems are those?
Well, the most immediate threat to elephant populations is the fact that the land on which they live is shrinking in size.
How does that happen?
Humans are gradually making more and more areas where the elephants live into farmland, which effectively stops the elephants living there. Moreover, some elephants, especially the African elephant, are still being killed for their ivory.
Isn't that illegal?
Yes, all big game hunting is illegal now, but it hasn't always been. But you see, local people who are often poor are being offered a lot of money to hunt them illegally. The way to solve the problem is by helping these people and making their life easier so they don't have to hunt elephants to survive.
And how do indigenous people react to our efforts to conserve wildlife? Do they understand what we are trying to do?
Very well, actually. They have a lot of respect for elephants and their natural world and understand the problems better than we do. We should actually listen to them more often.
You said that your work abroad is somewhat limited. Why is that?
Lack of funds. That really holds us back.
Which species are you most worried about right now?
Actually, there's a long list. The tiger is very high on the list. 10 years ago, there were around 100,000 of them. Now there are 2,000 left. Rhinos are on the same boat as tigers. As for the mountain gorilla, we think there must be only about 600 living today, which is a catastrophe. I wish people would wake up to the seriousness of it all.
Do you think the public are generally uninterested, or do they feel unable to do anything?
No, not at all. I believe the public consider wildlife conservation very important and try to find out what they can do to help, I'm happy to say.
Thank you very much for talking to us. Now you'll hear Part 4 again. In this country, the Fish and Wildlife Service are best known for their work on the protection of the bald eagle. However, if my information is correct, their main concern is the protection of native species. Is that right, Dr. Moore?
Absolutely right. But we do also do a lot of work abroad, although it's not as much as I would like. At the moment, we're trying to do something about the problems elephants are facing.
What problems are those?
Well, the most immediate threat to elephant populations is the fact that the land on which they live is shrinking in size.
How does that happen?
Humans are gradually making more and more areas where the elephants live into farmland, which effectively stops the elephants living there. Moreover, some elephants, especially the African elephant, are still being killed for their ivory.
Isn't that illegal?
Yes, all big game hunting is illegal now, but it hasn't always been. But you see, local people who are often poor are being offered a lot of money to hunt them illegally. The way to solve the problem is by helping these people and making their life easier so they don't have to hunt elephants to survive.
And how do indigenous people react to our efforts to conserve wildlife? Do they understand what we are trying to do?
Very well, actually. They have a lot of respect for elephants and their natural world and understand the problems better than we do. We should actually listen to them more often.
You said that your work abroad is somewhat limited. Why is that?
Lack of funds. That really holds us back.
Which species are you most worried about right now?
Actually, there's a long list. The tiger is very high on the list. 10 years ago, there were around 100,000 of them. Now there are 2,000 left. Rhinos are on the same boat as tigers. As for the mountain gorilla, we think there must be only about 600 living today, which is a catastrophe. I wish people would wake up to the seriousness of it all.
Do you think the public are generally uninterested, or do they feel unable to do anything?
No, not at all. I believe the public consider wildlife conservation very important and try to find out what they can do to help, I'm happy to say.
Thank you very much for talking to us. That's the end of part 4. This is the end of the test. There will now be a pause of 5 minutes. For you to copy your answers onto the separate answer sheet.